Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up.
Fire.
Remember anything else? Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Women with Pastor Rebecca Simmons. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. I was glad, hallelujah, when they said unto me on yesterday, come and let us go to the house of the Lord. My God, we had an awesome time in church on yesterday, praising God, magnifying his name, bringing his glory back to the house. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the season when God says it's time to bring his glory back to the house of the Lord. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is yet to do in his house. Amen. Hallelujah. There is peace in my Father's house. There is joy in my Father's house. There is power in my Father's house. Amen. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I pray that you are excited no matter what's going on. Continue to have faith in God. Continue to believe God against the odds. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about living by faith every day. Living by faith every day. Amen. But before we go forward, I just want to pray. I want to say a prayer for what's going on in the land, especially over in South Carolina. I don't want to overlook that tragedy that occurred in the church over in South Carolina on last week. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. And Lord, no matter what's going on around us, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, for South Carolina, Father God, for Emmanuel AME Church, God. We, Father God, thank you for every survivor, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for those that were not killed in that tragedy, God. And Lord, we pray for the families of those, Father God, who were taken away from this earth realm, Father God, by the gunmen, oh God. Lord, we know that you are in control of all things, oh God. And Lord, we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So Lord, we know that they are with you, oh God, those who believed, who served you, oh God, so faithfully. And Lord, we ask now that you will comfort the families, comfort their biological families, and comfort the church family, oh God. Comfort, Father God, the state and the United States of America and Father God, the universal church family. So many of us who are looking on the tragedy, so many of us who have hurting hearts, oh God, even as we, Father God, read the news and continue to watch things unfold, God, we bind up the spirit of racism. We bind up the spirit of racism right now. We bind up the spirit of bigotry and hatred because of some person, a person's, the color of a person's skin. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing, oh God, throughout the land, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare that there's no weapon formed against your people that can prosper. We declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church, oh God. So, Lord, we just speak healing into the atmosphere, that you will heal those who are hurting on today, God, that you will bind up the spirit of confusion and give clarity to those who are still seeking answers, that you will give wisdom to those who don't understand, Father God. And, Lord, we just continue to praise you and glorify your name. Help us to forgive those, Father God, who have trespassed against us, who have trespassed against your people who have trespassed against your church. And Lord, bring justice, O God. We ask that you bring justice, O God, hallelujah, to every, Father God, to the perpetrator, O God, and Father God, bring closure to every family member, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. To God be the glory, amen. Some things we will never understand, some things that will happen in life that we will never understand, but one thing but that we have to do is we have to continue to believe God. We have to continue to trust God. We have to continue to know that God's thoughts and his ways are higher than our thoughts and our ways. We have to continue to believe the word of God and move forward by faith. That's why I believe God has me here today talking about living by faith every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Living by faith every day. And I pray for those in Charlotte, North Carolina, the family members who are scattered all over the United States of America. One of the victims, one of the women was from where I am. I grew up in Newark, and one of the women lived in Newark before she relocated down south. And, you know, it's a sad thing when somebody can walk into the church and open fire and begin to kill people. But that's what the devil does. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have to stay on our spiritual guards. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that we have power over all the power of the enemy. But even in this, listen to me, even in this, the devil has no victory. The devil has no, he still did not win. Yes, there were 9 people removed from this earth, but the devil still did not win because we know that we know where they are. Amen. We know that they are with the Lord. Amen. And not only that, but the name of Jesus is being lifted up throughout the nation. Amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men towards me. So God said in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and the called according to his purpose. So I think it's apropos that the Lord had me come today to talk to you about living by faith. Let's look to the word. Mark chapter 11, verse 20. And it reads, in the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered, he remembered that Jesus had cursed the fig tree and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Amen. We thank God for the word today. I want to talk to you, my sisters, and especially my sisters. I know that there are some men listening, but I want to talk to you, my sister, about living by faith every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Your faith is not something that's supposed to only kick in on Sunday when you go to church. Amen. God has given us faith for every day. We should be operating in faith every day. You should have everyday faith. Amen. You should have everyday faith for every single thing that occurs in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. For every problem that you will face, for every idea that you will bring into fruition, for every job that you do on a daily basis, for the parenting of your children, for being a wife, amen, hallelujah, for being a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and yes, even for ministry, you should be exercising faith every day. God says, with man, some things are impossible, but not with him. With God, all things are possible. The Bible says the just shall live by his faith. My God. And I'm going to change that and put that over to you, my sisters, and say, the just woman shall live by her faith. Now, what is the just woman? Who is the just woman? That is the woman who has been justified by faith in Christ Jesus. If you're a believer today, if you are a believer, you shall live by your faith. And that means that even sickness cannot take you out. You shall live and not die. The enemy can't take you out. You shall live and not die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall live. You shall live. You shall live. That word for live is Zoe. You shall prosper. You shall live the life and live that life more abundantly. You shall succeed in everything that you do. Hallelujah. You shall have a joy-filled life. You shall live in peace by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, sister. You are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. The world is your oyster. Amen. Hallelujah. Every place that the soles of your feet shall try is made available to you for you to possess the land. The Bible tells us to occupy. Occupy until Jesus comes. That means that we are to take dominion over this land. We are to be fruitful and multiply. We are to be busy living by faith. Amen. I declare debt cancellation over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall prosper. The Bible says that God takes joy in the prosperity of his people. He delights in the prosperity of his people. Hallelujah. That he delights. That means that he delights. He takes great pleasure in your success. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You have to hear God today, because I suspect that the enemy has been busy trying to defeat you. And I came to tell you today prophetically that you shall not be defeated, nor shall you be denied, but you shall move forward by faith, hallelujah, and you shall succeed in everything that you do. The Bible says, as you delight yourself in the Lord, as you meditate on his laws, you delight yourself in his word, that you shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and everything that you do will prosper. My God, that excites me. That excites me. See, we have gotten too far away from God's basics, my God, from the basic principles for our success, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and it makes me wonder sometimes how I keep from going under. But I keep remembering God's word. I keep remembering the promise of God. I keep remembering that he said that his word will not come back void. And see, we got to live by that, my God. That means we have to walk the word. We have to talk the word. We have to eat the word, my God. Hallelujah. We have to cherish the word. Hallelujah. We have to obey the word. We have to cleave to the word. Hallelujah. We have to value. Oh, this one is important. That's why I'm so glad that you're tuned in today. Because this one is important. We have to value the word. We have to value the word. We have to hunt down the word. You have to be like the deer that panthers after the waters. Your soul has to pant after God so much so that you will hunt down the true, unadulterated, pure word of God, that you will hunt down the word that's going to speak life to you. Listen, you don't have time to be listening to anybody who's going to bring you down. If you start listening to somebody and you start coming down in the spirit, it's time to turn the channel. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's time to turn off the station. It's time to find somebody else that's going to speak life to you. Hallelujah. It's time to get to a place where you're not having itching ears, but you are panting after the living water. You're panting after the rivers of living water that are going to bring nourishment to your soul. Hallelujah. We have enough negativity out there. We have enough people just spouting out poison out there, spouting out hatred. That we need to be gleaners of the word. We need to be finding out who's speaking truth, and we need to be listening to those people. I need a prophet that's going to speak into my life during this season. No, I'm not talking about personal prophecy, but I'm talking about somebody who has the utterance of God in their belly that's going to speak to me and ignite my spirit. Hallelujah. And I'm going to know that that's my word. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And that's why when I'm feeling like empty and I don't have anything, you won't see me on the air. Because I'm sitting in front of my TV, or I'm in my Bible getting the word for myself, or I'm listening to somebody getting the word to nourish my soul, amen, so that I can be filled up, so that I can pour out. Listen, I'm talking to you out there who have ministry in you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God's called you to do a phenomenal ministry. He's called you to be his vessel in this earth realm. Hallelujah. Do not go out here dry. Do not go out here pouring out of what you need to sustain yourself. Always, always operate in the overflow. My God, get you somebody who can speak to you on your level. My God, get somebody, if you're on the level of milk, go ahead and get you somebody who's going to give you some milk, the pure milk of the word of God. And ain't nothing wrong with milk, my God. But if you're somebody who says, you know what, I need some meat, I need something more substance, I need something that's on another level, a deeper dimension, then you need to go and listen to somebody that's going to bring you what you need on your level, on your dimension. Amen. Hallelujah. So that you can be filled up, so that you can go back and pour out and do what God has assigned you to do. That's why you're in the church that you're in, under the prophet, the apostle, the pastor that God has assigned to your life. My God, because he knows who you are, and he's preparing you for the work that he's called you to do. Glory. So you got to be filled up so that you can pour out. You got to be filled out up. If you're used to eating vegetables, then you need vegetables. My God, you don't need a lot of sugar. You don't need nobody to sugarcoat the word. You need somebody to just tell you like it is. My God, so that you can grow, so that you can get rid of the mean spirit. See, some of us are mean. You know, like me, I used to be really, really mean, just mean. And God began to deal with me about forgiveness. He began to deal with me. He said, you're anointed, but you're mean. My God, hallelujah. I was anointed, but I was mean. I was filled with the spirit, but I was mean. I was being mean to my husband, mean to my kids. I could just snap. And my husband, God gave me the right husband. My husband would look at me, and he would just take a look at me. Give me a look. Hallelujah. Or then sometimes he would say to me, well, how can you get so mad so fast? And that would convict me, because it reminded me that I still had a root of bitterness that had to come out. And by faith, hear God, I'm talking about living every day by faith. By faith, I had to believe God's word, hallelujah, that I needed the fruit of the Spirit. I need to get rid of the works of the flesh that Galatians 5 talks about, and I need to begin, 5, I think it begins with verse 19, talks about the works of the flesh, arguing and the dissension and all kinds of lasciviousness and all kinds of stuff. I need to get rid of that stuff, and I need to get the fruit of the Spirit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I need to get some kindness. I needed to get some faith. I needed to get some love. I needed to get some self-control. Hallelujah. I needed to get some long-suffering and some patience. See, I had no patience, so I was able to snap off. And God said, no, I can't use that. So by faith, I had to believe God that I needed to be, I couldn't be conformed any longer. Hear God. I'm talking to somebody out there. By faith, I needed to know, woman of God, my sister, I needed to know that I couldn't operate any longer to the way that this world had molded and shaped me to operate, but I needed to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I needed to change. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And guess what? God is still changing me, because when God has called you to minister to his people, you need the fruit of the Spirit. You can't be going off on God's people. You can't be going off in the flesh on God's people, calling it the Spirit. My God, there ain't nothing. God ain't never told us to be mean. He told us to be, we ought to rebuke, and that's be firm, and sometimes you're going to be sharp, but he still told us to operate in love and to operate in kindness. Don't turn me off. God, I'm talking to somebody out there. God said operate in love and operate in kindness. My God, but you got to tell people the truth, but you got to make sure that you don't have an attitude when you're telling people the truth, because that thing will mess somebody up in the spirit. Hallelujah. But we want to live by faith every day. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go over a few things that God has given me, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines and talk to you face-to-face. Amen. You could come on and call in and talk to me. Mark 11, as I've already read, Jesus tells them, when they said, the fig tree has already withered up. Jesus talked to that fig tree. He told that fig tree, people will never eat from you again, because you have deceived me into making me think that you have fruit when you don't have no fruit. My God, I'm trying to get away from that. God dealt with me the other day. Listen, my sister, the Lord said to me, can I talk to you? Let's talk woman to woman. The Lord dealt with me the other day. He said, don't be deceived. This is what I heard God say. He said, don't be deceived into thinking you have something that you don't. Oh, glory. My God, that thing hit me in my belly. It hit me in my belly, then it knocked me up beside my head, and then it knocked me off in the spirit. My God. Yeah, I caught it in the spirit. God was saying to me, I need you to identify where you are and what you're working with and who you're working with. And I need you to stop deceiving yourself into thinking that you are somewhere when you're not, into thinking that you have something that you don't have. In other words, God says, I need you to face the truth of where you are right now. See, living by faith does not mean that we deceive ourselves. It does not mean that we act like a man who's beating us, my God, is a good man. See, you got to, if you're in an abusive relationship, you have to face the fact that you're in an abusive relationship so that you can begin to do something about that. See, my sister, you are not created for somebody to hit you or to beat you or to abuse you verbally or physically or emotionally, financially or sexually. My God, hallelujah, you are better than that. God did not create you to be used by man like that. He created you to be a blessing to man and to bring a blessing to your husband. Hallelujah. But you cannot pretend that everything is okay when everything is not. And you have to face that thing so that you can, A, confront your man, your husband or your man, if it's a relationship, or your church, if it's your church family, or your children, if your children are acting up, or yourself, if you have some issues with yourself, that you begin to confront that thing. Confront it. It ain't nothing but the devil. Confront the devil. Let the devil know that you know what's going on, okay, and that the buck stops here. Let the devil know that you're not going to put up with his mess anymore and that today things are going to change. Now, if you're in an abusive relationship and you've been and you cannot have any power over that man that's beating you or abusing you, then call a hotline, call an abuse hotline and get some help. Call an abuse hotline. They will counsel you on how to get out. Go to your pastor. Go to somebody that you know that you can trust. Tell them what's going on so that you can get out of that situation. But if you're just having problems in your marriage, sit down with your husband and tell your husband, look, we got to change. If you're having problems with a bad relationship, sit down with Bobo or Bozo and tell him, look, I'm through with you. Come on, some of y'all, it's time to kick him to the curb. Some of you are putting up with men who will not commit to you. And that's not safe because you're not believing God for your husband. You're not believing God that he's going to send the right person. Amen. If it's ministry, look at your ministry and say, you know what? Is what I'm doing in ministry, is it working? Am I bearing fruit that remains? Am I making a difference? Am I on assignment? Am I on target with my mission? Am I on target with my vision? Review your vision statement and see if it's working. If it's not working, pray and ask God, what do I need to do? How do I get back on target? How do I get back on track? Amen. If it's your children, deal with those children. You might have to discipline some minor children. You may have to tell some adult children that it's time to move out. You may have to help them set goals for their future. You may have to encourage them to go back to school. You may have to talk to them about a bad relationship that they might be in or bad habits that they have that are outside of the will of God. Amen. But living by faith means that I face life. I face the fact that life happens. I face the fact that everything in my life may not be perfect. Yes, I call those things that are not as though they are in the meantime, but I am also proactive in making the necessary changes, making the necessary adjustments that I need to make so that I can live the life that God ordained for me to live. I should be living, having Zoe life, having life more abundantly through my faith. Amen. In other words, through your faith, you do not live a substandard life. I said, through your faith, you do not live a substandard life. Every day is a good day when you're living by faith. Amen. Everything's not perfect. Listen, my husband has been diagnosed with a disease that, you know, is you know, when you first hear about it, it's mind-boggling. And we are in his healing process right now. We are going to the doctors. We are at the hospital every day. Does that mean that we don't have faith for his healing? No. We are declaring healing over his life, but we are taking the steps that we need to take in the natural while we're waiting for God to manifest his healing. In the natural, we have already claimed his healing in the supernatural realm, my God, but yet we're still going to the doctors. Amen. In other words, if you have to take pills for high blood pressure or high cholesterol or go for a cancer treatment or deal with arthritis or exercise to lose that weight, you see yourself healed. You see yourself at the ideal weight. You see yourself living pain-free. You see yourself as God has already ordained you to be, while you take the steps that you need to manifest your healing. Amen? Hallelujah. So face the fact. Don't live your life in ignorance. Face the fact. Something's not quite right here in the natural. But I'm going to walk this thing out. Amen. While God fixes it in the natural, I declare that it's already done in the supernatural realm. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go through these real quickly. Amen. And then I'm going to open up the phone lines. The first thing that you have to do to live by faith every day, I want you to write these down. I hope you have a pen and a paper. Write these down. The first thing that you have to do is, one, get in the Word. Get in the Word. Stay in the Word. Eat the Word. Delight yourself in the Word. Meditate on the Word. Amen. Love the Word. My God. The Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. We did not recognize the Word, my God, because the men loved to live in darkness. They did not recognize the light that was shown abroad in the earth realm through the Word, Jesus Christ, when he came and walked the earth. Amen. Jesus is still made manifest through the Word, the power of the resurrected Christ. My God. You have to hear God. The power of the resurrected Christ is still made manifest through the Word. So when we eat the Word, when we read the Word, when we pray the Word, when we meditate on the Word, when we delight ourselves in the Word, we are bringing life into our everyday situation. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Nana Moko Shannon, I declare resurrection power over every situation in your life. I declare that you shall live and not die. I declare resurrection power over your finances. I declare resurrection power over your marriage. I declare resurrection power over your ministry. I declare resurrection power over your health and over your children in the name of Jesus, over your workplace, over your business, over your job in the name of Jesus. I declare resurrection power over every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody better receive that. The Word. Get in the Word. Cleave to God, for he is your life. The Bible says, I always do this. I come in here, I say, I'm going to talk, but then I just get excited. Look, get in the Word. Get excited about the Word. I get excited about the Word. That Word is like liquefier rolled up in my bones. I start talking about the Word. I start quoting scripture. It makes me feel like running. It makes me feel like jumping and doing cartwheels. It brings hope. It brings life. It brings peace. It brings joy. It brings prosperity. It brings power. Oh, glory. It brings healing. Listen, there's nothing in this world like the Word of God. So in order to live in faith every day, you got to get your Word, carry your Bible, put it on your phone. I like the book. I still love the book. I read my Bible. I read my Bible on my pad. But give me those pages. Let me turn those pages. Amen. Get you a study Bible. Study that Word. Amen. Go to a Bible course. Study that Word. Come on, somebody. Get yourself in school. Study that Word. You don't have to go to school to be anointed, but fall in love with the Word. Go to school. If you don't do anything else, take an Old Testament survey, take a New Testament survey, and watch God. Watch God magnify you. Watch God increase your capacity. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So number one is get in the word. Amen. And all the other stuff I said. Amen. Number two, pray all day. My God. Pray all day, every day. Amen. Pray in the morning when you wake up and open your eyes. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. Pray when your feet hit the floor. Thank you, God, for getting me up out of my bed. Pray when you're washing your face and taking your shower. Thank you, Lord, for the movement of my limbs and this running water. Come on, somebody. Pray when you're fixing your food. Thank you for food in the cupboard. Come on. Hallelujah. Pray when you go to work. Thank you, Lord, for a job. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, which is not my source, but a resource. Come on, pray all day, every day. Pray for your children. Pray for the husband. Pray for you. Pray for the husband that's coming. Oh, somebody's getting ready to get married. Your husband is looking for you. Yeah, I see it. Your husband is looking for you. Pray for the husband that's coming and he will be saved, sanctified for real, not just perpetrating, filled with the Holy Ghost. Pray for the husband that you have. Come on, you have marital problems. Pray for your marriage. Pray for your children. Pray always, all day. All day, every day. Amen. In the spirit and in your earthly language. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. And pray in your earthly language. Amen. Pray. Living by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three, walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. Walk out the word. What do you believe in God for? What the Bible says, the faith of. I just say walk it out and work it out. Come on, my sister. Walk it out as God works it out. Amen. Walk that thing out. Faith without works is dead. You can't believe that you're going to write a book if you never put your hands on the keyboard. You can't believe that you have a mega ministry if you never prepare that first sermon. You can't believe that you're anointed if you don't spend time with God. You can't have a supernatural, powerful ministry if you never pray, if you never spend time in the Holy Ghost, if you spend all your time watching secular TV. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You can't believe for promotion if you're not a company woman, if you're not a team player, if you're not walking that thing out. Walk out your faith. See it. See yourself. Visualize yourself going where you are believing to go, where God has shown you he is taking you, and receive that thing by faith as you put one foot in front of the other and walk that thing out, and it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Just do it. Just do it. Nike says, just do it. Amen. Believe God by faith. I'm going to be syndicated. This radio broadcast is going to be syndicated. I'm going to be on TV. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for the TV program. I'm believing God for the bestseller book. I'm believing for plays and movies written by me and directed by me. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for my church being impactful, not only in America, but in the nations. My God. Hallelujah. I'm believing that I will continue to prophesy to nations. What are you believing God for? What are you believing God for, my sister? Come on, I want you to walk this thing out by faith. Don't just leave your dream in the church pew on Sunday. Don't leave your dream at your side seat, at your favorite seat in church on Sunday. Don't leave it on Facebook. Don't listen. I like Facebook. I don't love it, but I like it. But I'm going to talk to you right now. Get off of Facebook and write the book. Get off of Facebook, none of my course shall I dedicate, and write the book. Get off of Facebook and write those songs. Get off of Facebook, hallelujah, and begin to do your radio show. Get off of Facebook and begin to produce your TV show. Get off of Facebook, come on, and study the word. Get off of Facebook and listen to a preacher. Hallelujah. Do not spend all of your time on Facebook. Give them an hour a day. Give them an hour a day. Break it up into pieces. But do not go to Facebook every time you turn on your computer. I got to check Facebook. See how many likes I have. Come on, the devil is a liar. Get busy. Get busy. It's time to get busy. Time is short. Hallelujah. The devil is busy. Come on. Hallelujah. Walk it out. Number four, obey God in the little things. Oh. You just heard me say, get off of Facebook, obey that. That was God speaking to you. God is saying, I have so many great things. Hear God. God is saying, I have so many great things for you to do. Your eye has not seen, nor has your ear heard, nor has it entered into your mind the things I have prepared for you. But God says, I need you to prepare for your destiny. I need you to be prepared for where I am taking you. I need you to shut off the voices. I need you to stop reading everybody's status. I want to speak to you face to face. I want to speak to you in the spirit realm. I need you to shut down and be quiet with me so that I can give you the next thing to do, so that I can put something in your spirit so that you can manifest it in the natural. Come on. Hallelujah. Get ready. God says, I'm taking you to higher dimensions and deeper depths. I need you to obey me in the little things. When I say get rid of that attitude, I need you to get rid of that attitude. When I say manifest the fruit of the spirit, I need you to manifest the fruit of the spirit. When I say forgive those people that have hurt you, I need you to forgive. When I say walk in love, I need you to walk in love. When I say delight yourself in my precepts, I need you to delight yourself in my precepts. When I say go to school and study to show yourself approved, I need you to go to school and show your study to show yourself approved. I need you, when I say go to church and stay in position in your house where I have set you, where I have planted you, I need you to go to church, and I do not need you to move until I say so. I have planted you in the house so that you can be poured into, so that you can receive a divine impartation for your next. God says, I'm getting you ready for your next. I need you to live by faith every day. I need you to let me order your steps. I need you to let me direct your path so that I can take you where I need to take you, so that you can do what I've called you to do, so that I can get the glory out of your life. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Obey God in the little things. Amen. Number five, reject the opposition. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The tongues are prayers, amen. I know you don't understand. Some of you are not with the Pentecostal move. Some of you don't understand tongues. I'm going to edify myself, amen, right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No offense. No offense, just building myself up in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Reject the opposition. Reject the opposition. Amen. We know we've been talking about haters. You're going to have haters. You're going to have people that cannot celebrate you. You're going to have people that's because they don't understand you. I said, you're going to have people that hate you. They won't celebrate you. That's because they do not understand you. You don't fit in. You will never fit in. You were not created to fit in. God said, come out from amongst them. He did not call you to fit in. Jesus was rejected. There is a blessing in the rejection. The rejection pushes you to your quiet place. The rejection pushes you to this broadcast. The rejection pushes you to the face of God. It pushes you to spend time in his presence so that he can put the oil on you. Glory. Hallelujah. So that you can be anointed for your appointment. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, you will be rejected. But the rejection is also a part of the preparation, amen, for where God is taking you. I know I'm talking to warriors today, because just anybody will not tune into this broadcast. I know that I'm talking to warriors today, because just anybody cannot tune in. Everybody can't listen to me. Amen. Everybody can't receive what God is bringing forth out of my belly prophetically. Amen. I've been sent to speak to you prophetically. Amen. God is saying to you, reject the opposition. Press against the pressure. Press against the pressure. It's going to create the oil. You can't go through life without oil. You can't walk through faith, walk by faith every day. You can't live by faith without the anointing. You need the anointing. I gotta do this because I'm feeling spiritual warfare. None of my koshelade keshada mama. I'm fighting in the spirit, y'all. I pray you fighting with me. Mama mo koshelade keshada mama. Kashanalade ke epa kashada mama. I bind up every evil spirit, every wicked spirit. My God, and it's on this point. I feel a witchcraft spirit coming. I bind up the spirit of witchcraft. I bind up the spirit of warlocks. I bind up the spirit of haters. I bind up the spirit of Satan, the evil one, the evil dragon, in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of backlash and retaliation, in the name of Jesus. Reject the opposition. Reject the opposition. Come on. You have to reject opposing thoughts, opposing feelings. You might not feel like doing what God calls you to do, but you got to do it anyway. Amen. You have to reject opposing habits, opposing actions, old habits, behaviors that you used to doing that are contrary to God's plan for your life. You have to reject opposing people, your haters, people who don't want to see you succeed. People who talk about you, people who don't like you, people who point fingers at you, people who come against you. You got to reject people, my God, who come against God's plan for your life. You have to reject it. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to reject doubt. You have to reject doubt, my God. Jesus says, if you believe and do not doubt, if you say to the mountain, as I read it in the scripture at the top of the hour, move from here to there, the mountain will be moved. My God, my God. I declare victory over every life under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And then number six, you have to believe. You got to believe, my God. To walk in faith every day, you got to believe God. We walk by faith and not by sight. You can't see what God has said. It doesn't look like it's possible. You can't see yourself being healed. You can't hardly believe that you're going to have a mega ministry. You can't believe that God's going to use you. You can't believe that all your children are going to be saved. All you see is them acting like they don't got good sense. My God. All you see is your money. You can't believe, God, that you're going to have enough money to pay your bills. But you got to believe. You have to believe against all odds. You got to believe. I believe my children are saved. I believe my children are filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe that my grandchildren are saved. I believe that God is using me mightily. Come on. Begin to declare a thing. Come on. You got to believe. And number seven, you got to declare a thing. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to believe and you got to confess with your mouth what God has said. Open your mouth and say, I believe. Open your mouth and say, I believe, God. Open your mouth and say, I am free. Open your mouth and say, I am healed. Open your mouth and say, I am delivered. Come on, somebody. Open your mouth and say, I am powerful. Open your mouth and say, I am successful. Open your mouth and say, I am anointed. Come on, holler out. Begin to prophesy to yourself. Open your mouth and say, I am a conqueror. Open your mouth and say, I am more than a conqueror. Open your mouth and say, I am the righteousness of Christ. Open your mouth and say, God is sending nothing but good things to me. Open your mouth and say, I am blessed and highly favored. Who am I talking to on today? Open your mouth and say, the favor of the Lord is all over me. Open your mouth and say, I am the anointed and appointed of the Lord. Come on, you got your foot on the devil's neck. Open your mouth and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You got to believe God. Take him at his word. And declare victory over your life. 7 means it is finished. And 8 means it is a new beginning. You got to believe God. You got to declare a thing. Believe number 6. 7, open your mouth and declare. And number 8, walk forward in your new beginning. Believe by faith. Declare thing. And number 8, walk in your new beginning. I declare today over your life that the just shall walk by faith. I declare that it is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. All things have passed away. All things have become new. And what God said for you, what God has spoken over your life, it shall come to pass. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I believe God. I walk by faith in the name of Jesus. I forgot I wasn't preaching. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God, I lost my voice preaching yesterday, but my voice is back. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God, we gotta go. We gotta go. I'm in overtime. I didn't even open up the phone line. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Press 1 if you want to talk to me.
Amen. Press 1. I'll put you on the air. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. We're going to go off the air. Join me at New Creation Christian Ministry, 1482 Maple Avenue, every Sunday at 12:30. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, let's praise them. See, that's the final one. I didn't even have the 9, but let me give you the 9. And then you walk your face every day, you gotta always have a praise on your lips. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yet will I praise him. You got to have a yet will I praise him. I'm getting ready to go into a shout. Oh, glory. You got to have a yet will I praise him on your lips. You got to say, no matter what's going on, I'm going to praise the Lord. You got to say, no matter what it looks like, yet will I praise him. You got to say, my kids might be acting a little foolish, but I declare and decree that they're falling in line, and that's why I praise him. So you got to open your mouth and praise God while you're walking in faith every day, while you're living by faith every day. See, there's no weapon forth against you that will prosper. You are the top and not the bottom. I feel like preaching, but I'm out of time. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and never beneath. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness in Christ. God has nothing but good things in plan for you. God has nothing but good things in mind for you. God's getting ready to bless you. God's got a blessing with your name on it. That's why you got to praise God anyhow. 9, 9, 9. You got to praise God anyhow. And number 10, oh, let me give you a 10. You got to know with Jesus you always win. I said you got to know with Jesus you always win. In the name of Jesus, that's why you can walk by faith every day. That's why you can't quit. Oh, Lord, you can't give up. Hallelujah. You can't throw in the towel. Thank you, Jesus. Because with Jesus, you always win. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you want to hear the rest, you're streaming, you got to call in 616 4832. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song. I know my time is up. Hallelujah. But I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. I got the joy of the Lord. Oh, I got joy, joy, joy all over me. Oh, the Holy Ghost is keeping me alive. Oh, he's in my hands, y'all. And he's in my feet. You got to think yourself happy. Shake yourself loose. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Give God a shout. If you know he's worthy, go ahead and give him a shout. Go ahead and magnify his name. Go ahead and glorify his name. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop now. Hallelujah. God is good, church. God is good, my sister. God is good. And he came to set me, he sent me here to encourage you prophetically. I'm every week, I'm prophetic. I'm prophetic. I'm a prophet. I'm prophetic. He sent me here to encourage you. You already won. Keep living by faith every day. Keep praising God. Go through those steps that I gave you. You can't lose. You cannot lose. Amen. You already have the victory through Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come and see me. I'm at the church. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, 12:30 every Sunday. Amen. And the fire of the Lord is in the house. We are bringing the glory back to the house. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to play this song. Listen, I love you. Tune in next week. Pray for me. If I'm not here, come back the week after. But we're walking through a lot, but God is already taking care of it. Everything's fine. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you. God bless you. Go in peace with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
When my problems come knocking.